Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You'll have to sneak, J Fib. You're already on camera.
Slam the door, too.
So, you guys familiar with Aryna Sabalenka?
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Are we? Okay.
She
lost to she lost the French Open finals.
Right. She lost to Coco Gauff.
Oh, and she was being mean.
And she was being a baby, dude.
Oof. All right.
She was
so
being
glad you
a
said that.
Baby.
Finger on the dumb button.
She was being a big baby saying like, "Oh, I lost it. She didn't win it." Well, she has come out now.
Uh-oh.
And says that she absolutely regrets what she said. And that it was completely unprofessional. And I want to tell her, the damage is done, my friend.
No!
You don't come back 2 weeks later and say it. You should have said it right then and there. The damage is done, my friend. You ruined the moment. Sore losers are sore losers in the moment. Don't sit here after reflecting for a couple weeks and be like, "Oh, that didn't come off good." Because everybody's calling you a sore loser and a big baby.
Mm. I mean, damage is done.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
What? You have a problem?
I mean, I just think that when you're in an emotional state of losing something of that magnitude and then you're asked questions, it's not as easy to stay professional as one would think.
Leroy, get out of here, dude.
Okay.
You can be upset without taking away credit, and that's what she did.
So let me ask you a question.
She took away credit.
Let me ask you a question.
Getting her ass kicked.
We've watched a lot of sports together.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you used these words? Oh, they were better than us today.
Phillies Marlins last night.
No.
Box 10?
You know what the hell I mean.
Boxing
talk
in.
About no damn Marlins.
Oh, boxing
in, though.
You know what I'm talking
it's a,
about.
It's a small box.
You've been boxed.
Like
in.
We. And look, I would say it was, you know, not in good taste. So let me correct. I'm not defending her. But what I'm saying is this, that as fans, we come in after a loss. And we talk about officials and this and that and whatever and this moment and that moment or whatever. We never admit to the other team being better. That being said, like, how do you think the athletes feel? So whereas I do agree with you, what she said was not cool, I understand that. We all tend to do that after a loss.
Please, you know.
Okay. Then I'm lying.
No, you want to know
we
something?
Don't do
you
that.
Know, you want to know
we
something?
Don't do that.
I don't want to
we
hear
don't
it.
Do that.
I don't want to hear an "I'm sorry" 2 weeks later. And first of all,
okay,
you're lucky Coco Gauff came onto television with tremendous grace and was like, you know what? She let her off the hook because she could have said, "Hey, let me open up my trophy and cry your tears into them, Sabalenka." But she didn't. She showed grace. Oh. She was a better sport as the winner, a graceful winner. And yeah, now you want to backtrack on it.
Winning tends to do that.
Oh, well.
But I'm just like, you, like.
Stick your sorries in a sack.
I just don't understand why we get so mad at people being human. Like, we would be the same way.
You're defending her.
Not defending her. I'm just saying, like, I understand.
You roasted a guy who got the price wrong on risotto at Publix, and you're telling me about human?
It's true.
You see, it is.
Yeah, but that wasn't a mistake. The dude fought me and dismissed me like he knew what the hell he was talking about.
And this woman's out here saying, nah, didn't win the tournament. I lost.
Okay.
And you want to tell me about grace and humanity. You.
All right. Here's what I would say.
Risotto boy.
Let's take.
You called him risotto boy.
Because I guarantee you, at some point during the season of any sport, we're going to come in here after the game, right? And Tobin's going to be doing his thing. And I'm going to say the words, you're being a sore loser. Because that's what you deemed it.
Yeah, but sometimes I am a sore loser. I don't come back then 2 weeks. You want to know what happened?
You never admitted. Oh, my goodness.
You want to know the difference between me and Sabalenka?
What?
I stick to my guns.
Oh, okay.
I stick to my guns.
You're going
to
ride the sore loser part out.
I stick to my guns. She's not going to
come back and...
Not a phony.
So you don't... Is that not a phony?
Who's that? Who are you on the phone with?
It's Sabalenka being a phony.
Because it's a phone.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty good. Okay.
Okay, right. On to a lot of noise.
Jesus.
Risotto boy.
Risotto boy.
Called him risotto boy, and he has the audacity to tell me about, people are human. Leroy.
Leroy. Yeah,
like.
The guy who fat shamed you last segment.
You know, being upset when you lose is a human trait.
Well, yeah, what about being upset about risotto prices?
Yeah, did you have to call him?
No, it had nothing to do with the prices. It had to do with the guy being wrong and walking around like...
A guy could be wrong. He's only human, Leroy.
So when it was over, did you say, that's okay, but, buddy. We're all human.
Hold on. He wasn't that informed, Leroy.
Hold on.
It was a new thing but in the menu, Leroy.
What you forget about that is I asked him, could he please go and confirm that price? And he looked at me and said, I know what it is. So he doubled down. So, at which point I got upset.
Okay, so he was having
I knew those damn risotto balls that cost.
Having a moment.
Maybe so many people were asking him about
what's your damage? Balls. Yeah, what's your damage is done, Mr. Human?
Yeah.
Wow. So I am sick and tired, and this is a long path for me. Let me just explain to you guys. It's a very long path.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To get to this point, because I don't normally do things like this. But Edmonton, stop it with your complaining. Every game is a complaint that you lose. Oh, well, we only got one day's rest. We only got what we need to do. We only got this. I said, hey, man, you know, the Panthers are defending cup champions or reigning cup champions, right? You have to beat them. They have the title right now. Don't complain about you not being able to beat them. I'm tired of it. Then they come back and say, oh, it's going to be a good game next week. We're going to do this. No, it's too late. You have cried and moaned and complained so much about not getting your way and having your sweet baby Jesus, little infant Jesus, Connor McDavid, shut down. Then now you all up in your feelings. The officials, they're letting the Panthers get away with everything. No. No.
Yeah, they're letting Evander Kane get away with it and being an idiot.
Evander Kane has been yielding his stick like a lightsaber the last couple of games. That's not on the Panthers. That's on him.
Stuart Skinner back in net tonight, by the way.
Oh, great. I love the indecisiveness. I love it.
What do you got for us today? No tickets?
Wow. I mean, clearly, this is the reason why Leroy doesn't want to go. All their whining.
Nah.
Makes sense, right? Makes sense.
Yeah, you got to decide 10 minutes. Are you going or not?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Let me see. Oh, no. I need to go have a conversation.
Well,
this guy.
Wow. Okay, well, my
conversation's off the air today than on. He's only human.
Oh, my God.
Leroy, your mood today has really made me upset. My head hurts.
Wow.
Why?
I gotta be honest with you.
I'm full of rage. My computer shut down on me. I lost all my notes. The damage is just done.
Are you sure the mood is his mood or your mood? Because you have come in today with rage.
He came in and then dragged me down. Remember, I'm his spirit. You know, I catch on.
You have come in today full goth emo, ready to kill.
I think it's the boots.
On time, though.
I think
that's what it is. Damage is done. J-Fig on time.
I got to tell you.
Welcome too early.
Done.
School's out. J-Fig's made it on time.
Pretty good.
Stupid kids.
Stupid kids. Okay.
So wait. Let me get this straight. Not only are the schools out, so there's less traffic, but that train that you get caught by has students in it?
I think so. That's how they're transporting them now.
What is this, the 40s?
You've been complaining about traffic from school. You've been complaining about trains every morning. So now, no trains?
Leroy, it's not every morning, okay?
Oh, really?
You gotta make it to the school, sir. Get on the train.
Great.
Tickets, please. What damage is done for you there, garage goalie?
Oh, that's good. I would like us to take a second to think of famous billionaire sons. Not the famous billionaires themselves. But do they have a son potentially that we know about? If you go through your Rolodex, chances are you probably won't find an answer unless you Google. So why is it this one specific billionaire son constantly pops up all over my feed?
Shane McMahon?
Shane McMahon would be a good one. Lip locking.
That's not a no.
Like a disgusting human being.
Who is that?
Marcus Jordan.
Oh.
Marcus Jordan.
Got a new squeeze?
Got a new squeeze.
I think it's just a temporary squeeze.
Well, you know what?
Like a vacation squeeze.
When you're a billionaire son, you can do whatever you like.
Hey, there's Air Jordan and then there's the Air Jordan.
That's a point. I'm sorry. That's a point.
Point for Toby.
The damage is done for me.
Damage is done.
I don't even know why I hear about this guy. Like, Michael Jordan wasn't even relevant in my era, except for shoes.
That's not true.
I mean,
he's literally been relevant in every era of eras.
Basketball-wise, hasn't really done much since 2000.
You buy dead Jordans from dead people.
All right, but I don't care to hear about their sons because they make cool shoes. Why am I seeing this guy constantly with a new squeeze or potentially enjoying the big white greens as he was recently on TMZ?
Did that happen?
It did happen.
Big greens falling.
Just right out in the open. I mean, he's living the life of an heir.
I got to be honest with you. Famous kids or very rich kids, they like to party.
Yeah, let them party.
Wait, but isn't he also in the tabloids because of Larsa Pippen or something like that?
Well, that was one of the obviously strange hookups because of her connection to
her. She used to babysit him.
Yeah, which is very strange.
Yeah.
She could have.
No, she didn't could have. She did.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, so they were that close?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Too close.
Because I would venture to say that Jordan and Pippen aren't that close now.
Well, because of The Last Dance. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that?
It very much. I don't understand why this is a surprise to everybody. He wrote a book about how, or wrote an essay about how hurt he was by The Last Dance, which put Scottie Pippen in a very bad. Did you guys remember this?
Yeah. Remember he quit, pulled himself out.
He like they really painted Scottie Pippen in a terrible light in that documentary.
Even after Jordan was gone.
Yeah, just like it, so. Yeah, he didn't. That didn't go over well with Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, not a lot of things have gone over well. In regards to public stories involving the Pippen name. But nonetheless, I'm tired of seeing this guy lip-locking someone every time I look at the news. Look at that.
Can you stop putting that picture up?
Too much tongue.
A couple chameleons.
There's no lip in there. Just all tongue. Just what are we doing?
It's a real Love Island smooch.
Strange. It's like she's trying to like baby bird him or something like that. I'm like, she has some
she's
food.
Feeding
she's trying to feed
she's
him.
Feeding him.
It's gross.
Salt water?
Sick of it. Oof. Damage is done.
Take a break. Continue our Cats preview as tonight, Panthers look to capture Lord Stanley once again. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.